When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio-only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
All right, guys, we are back to having exceptionally awesome guests. And today's guest is none other than my personal friend and mentor, Susie Orman, who you guys know as a money guru, financial expert, New York Times, number one bestselling author, and most importantly for you to know, host of the Women and Money podcast, which is free. Download it. The advice is invaluable. I pay somebody so much money to do the stuff she's telling you for free. Why? Because I am lazy and scared to do it myself. And this is why we're going to talk to Susie again and have her boost our confidence, give us the tools and the knowledge of what to do with our money right now. Holy mother, I just keep thinking, if I'm freaked out right now about money, what is everybody else feeling?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Like, my expenses, without me changing a thing, have almost doubled. Literally. It's like every 5 seconds, my kid's school is like, oh, it's $10,000 more this year for tuition. I'm like, wait, what? And then it's like, oh, gas is double what it was a year ago when you arrived in Florida. The landlord, because we're still renting, because I won't buy in this market, just raised the rent $7,000. Like, in the blink of an eye, I'm not kidding. In the blink of an eye, camps, oh, it was $500. Now we want $850 a week. Oh, that was $2,000 for sleepaway last year. Now we want $2,850. Like, I blink my eye and my expenses go up $10,000 a month. And I know you guys are thinking like, oh, you know, you cry me a river. It's my daughter's school. It's my kids' camp. Like, what am I supposed to do? What other parents put their kids in camp?
Well, I mean,
everybody's got to be feeling this.
Everybody at every level is feeling this. It's insane.
Crazy.
I mean, to think that we get excited when we see gas is only $5.75.
Right?
Like, what? Right?
Oh, my God.
Everybody going back to work. It's like, well, hang on a sec. Let's reconsider this and just work from home. Save hundreds of dollars.
It's crazy. And it's like, well, just put your kid in public school. And it's like, but she's got to be in a special program. She has like the learning disability that's very real. She needs a special program. And then it's like, you know, what do I do? Let her fall through the cracks because I want to save them. No, not an option. I have the luxury of putting her in that school. But it just, Cindy, every time I turn around, it's like, oh, shipping on that just went up. And now, you know, now the, like, okay, a car that I used to buy has gone up by a third.
Oh, cars are ridiculous.
I'm like, wait a minute. I bought this car in 2018 and it was this much money. Now it's gone up by a third of the original purchase price. Like,
no, and the, what? And the worst part about it is it's like, that's great. So all everything else costs more, but we're not making any more money.
No. And that's the part that I'm like, who's making five times the amount of money? Like, there are houses out here. And I mean, Cindy, okay, someone sent us a house, right? And all I'm going to tell you is that DeShanna was like, this place is nowhere near worth the amount they're asking for it. She looked at the history on the house and it sold for 300% less. 300%. Wow. So think of it this way. If it was a $1 million house, it's now $4 million. Okay. 300% less 3 years ago. You're telling me homes are worth 300% more money? I mean, so, and not only that, you're just like, the market's up, the market's down, crypto's hot, crypto's not. Like, we're going into a recession, you're getting fired, cut these costs, put your money in bonds, no, put your money in the market, no, put your money over here, wait, put your money, yeah, hold on, we need to buy your house now, buy, it's not going to go down, wait, sell, now's the time to sell because it's not going to go up, hold on. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Super inflation and the Fed and its rate hikes. And so if you are feeling, holy cow, like overwhelmed on where to put your money that's safe right now, how to invest intelligently, but more importantly, like what not to do right now.
Yeah. Like what's important for you and what's important for the time and what, I mean, Susie's always been like our go-to for this kind of thing. Like she does these seminars, by the way, and I get like newsletter email things and Lori will always jump on those. And it's like, she's just giving out information. She's not getting anything from
it. Well, she got a lot of money. So I think she's at that point in her.
Yeah. It's wanting to give back. It's wanting saying, look, I know this stuff. I do all this stuff. I'm really successful at it. And I want to share it with you. And we even got her will and trust kit online. That's how we did our will, our powers of attorney.
Awesome.
She makes everything really understandable too. And it's not like, cause sometimes you hear these things spouted out and I glaze over, but not,
I do too.
When she's talking, it makes sense to me. So
it's intimidating. And the terms it's like an IRR Roth 401 3B Q-tip 5C. I'm just like, what the F? And it's like, but the truth of the matter is, now it's always been so important to be involved in your finances. And I've talked about it personally that some of the greatest mistakes I've made with money, other than lending friends money, don't ever do that. That's a huge mistake. But is trusting people to take care of your money because you're intimidated by it. And I don't presume that I can invest my money as well as my money guy can. But I'm like, where is the money, Bob? What are we doing with the money? And then I listen to people like Susie and I'm like, okay, well, are we well diversified? Okay. Well, what about this T1 treasury thing? What about that? Oh, okay. can I do this with my, you know, I know at least enough to go ask him, you know, what about this? And what about that? And what did we do with this? And can I do that? And what about tax planning? And should I do that? Like, you gotta know. And even if it's just, she will tell you how to take $25 and turn it into $100. So long story short, if you're trying to figure out what to buy, what to sell, where to save, where to spend, you know, individual investments from real estate to NFTs and crypto, it's all very practical, accessible, effective advice. And you guys sent in hundreds, literally hundreds of questions that, of course, we can't answer all of on this show. So check out her Women and Money podcast. Like all podcasts, guys, it's free. Free advice from a pro. And this is something that I want to say before we bring Susie on. You're not all going to be able to train with me, right? I don't even train anymore. Susie doesn't do financial advising for individuals anymore. You know, Gordon Ramsay doesn't cook for people anymore. You move to a place where you try to teach millions of people via a platform like podcasting, books, YouTube channels. People talk all the time about how hard it is to find a good doctor or the right money advice or, you know, clear up the fitness confusion, or they don't understand diet, nutrition. The people that are the best usually have gotten to a place in their career where they're giving you information for free, like me or like Susie or like Dr. William Lee or like Dr. Uma Naidu or, you know, or Anthony Robbins. Yes, do we write books? Sure, we write books, but then we give you all this information for free. Take it, use it, listen to it, take it. I can't even imagine what I could charge. If people ask me all the time, do you take clients? I'm like, no, I don't, but thank you. Like, they're like, well, I'll pay you, you know, this much money. I'm like, no, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you, but you know, it doesn't make sense. I wouldn't be able to be there for you, you know. It's like, and I'm thinking, get the app, train with me all day long. Take a book out for free at the library. You have a question, I answer everything on YouTube or on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we're going to nail a bunch of your questions, and there's more. You guys know she's got more. So check out her podcast. I hope you love the show. We will be right back with Susie Orman. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, team. We are back with my personal friend and mentor, Susie Orman. Susie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming back.
Are you losing muscle? I'm able to see you. I know other people aren't able to see you, but
what do you mean? You
you're still got muscle. I still don't have any. I don't have any.
Oh my God. I think you have more muscle in just your heart alone than I would have in my entire body. But guys, before the break, Susie and I were just catching up and we were just telling kind of horror stories over the last couple of years of what she's been through, what I've been through, what everybody we know has been through. And I kind of just was like, what the F is going on, Mama? Like, what is happening in the world? And she was about to tell me a story in response to that about her first time on Oprah. And I was like, you know what? Stop talking. I want to record all of this, actually. So can you pick up from there in response to me saying, what the fuck is going on? And why is everybody suffering like this? And what do we do about it? Yes. What was the story you were going to tell me?
So the answer is to the question, what do we do about it? And what you do about it has to reside within you and how you think and feel about everything that's happening. So for instance, it was the first time I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And she was running late. They had gone over and everything, and they had a minute and a half left. Oh. And I thought, oh, well, I'm not even going to make it onto the show. And the producer came and said, okay, we have a minute and a half. Let's do you. So I come out, right? Oh, God. And I'm sitting there, and Oprah looks at me, and she says, Susie Orman, what is the key to life? Because in essence, Julian, that was the question you were just asking me.
Yeah.
You were asking me that question in different words, but that's what everybody wants to know. Right. And out of my mouth came these words, when you can be as happy in your sadness as you are in your happiness, then you know the key to life. And with that, Oprah Winfrey looked at me and said, we're going to have to do an entire hour show on you. Bye-bye, everybody. Gets up and walks out. That
really?
Was the beginning of 31 hour shows over the next God knows how many years until she was off the air.
God, I was about to say.
That one line.
What is the how to that, though? But you did 30 hours explaining that answer. And the questions I got for you are so, I mean, Susie, there were hundreds of them. Cindy and I were just like, okay, we put out on social media, okay, guys, Susie's coming back on the show. What questions do you have? And the truth is, people are just getting smashed. And, you know, you mentioned something, because obviously I want an answer to, in a nutshell, how you be happy in sadness. But you started something for people that are not really capable of helping themselves at times. And I don't fully understand it. I've heard all about it. And I was wondering if you could explain it. It's called SecureSave.com.
Yes. Well, there's two things that I've done for people, right? What three actually, Jillian, in that one, for those of you who really have questions about money and you don't know what to do with money, what the heck? Why aren't you listening to the Women in Money podcast and everyone smart enough to listen? Because, you know, now today, Jillian, it's not just men and women. There are all kinds of categories. So all of you need to do that. It's on every Tuesday. We drop Tuesday and Sundays, and that will answer your questions. There's like almost 400 episodes. What's wrong with you? Next. One of the things that I started about 2 years ago now was something called the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account with Alliant Credit Union. And Alliant Credit Union is one of the largest online credit unions in the entire United States and always the best rated. And it worked like this. You simply have to put in $100 a month, every single month for 12 consecutive months. And besides the interest rate that Alliant will pay you, and currently, which is 1.4%, at the end of those 12 months, you will get $100. Now, if you do the calculations on those for people who don't have money, you would need like $18,000 in a savings account today to make $100 of interest. And that would have to be all at once. So I did this. There were no fees to do this. It didn't matter if you stopped. You still had your $100 or whatever you put in. You still were making 1.4% interest on your money. But if you were able to do that, then Alliant at the end of those 12 months, and you can still do it now, you just go to myalliant.com. And okay. That's myalliant.com. And you can start it, just that simple. You can't finish it. You can only do 50. It doesn't matter. You're still making a good interest rate, but you get that $100 at the end of 12 months. And at the end of every year, so we did this last year, Jillian, we had a sweepstakes for $20,000. So anybody who opened up an account, they wrote in and they wanted to, somebody's name was pulled and they got $10,000. One got $5,000 and five people got $1,000 each. And I was able to counsel them on what to do with the money. So that's when I started this I'm going to pay you to save. That was the concept there. Right.
Of course.
I realized that you have a pandemic and the pandemic eventually was going to lead to very high inflation. And it was obvious that was going to happen for many reasons. And if high inflation came about, then eventually to get rid of inflation, we very possibly, not necessarily, may end up in a recession, which would eventually make it so people would lose their jobs. So what could Susie Orman start to help people save money? Because the key is, why don't people save? What's standing in the way? And I understand very fully that people will always say, Susie, I don't have a pot to pee in. I can't afford to save, as they're carrying around a Starbucks coffee, as they're subscribing to all these streaming services. Seriously.
Right.
They have Netflix. They have Hulu. They have all of these things as they're doing this and they're doing that. And so I get that people think they can't save, but $10 is better than no dollars. So then I thought, what if I could get employers to pay their employees to save and have an amount of money automatically taken out of the employees' paychecks? Because when you take home money, you spend money. Yep. When you don't see the money and you don't take it home, you can save it.
So it's like all food. When it doesn't sit in front of you, you won't eat it. Send the chips away.
That's right.
I totally get it. Yeah.
We came up with this idea that if an employee would simply put $10, $20, $25 a paycheck automatically into an account, their own account, FDIC insured, everything like that, through this app we created, through their employer, their employer would match, let's say, $3 on a $25, saving, which is a 12% return on your money. $3 on $25 is 12%.
How many employers did you get to do this, though?
We're getting quite a few. We got the San Antonio Spurs. We've been doing this now. We started with little tiny companies, 100 people, 50 people, just to make sure that the app worked, that we automated it for the human resource people so they didn't have to do anything. And what was fabulous about it, it wasn't one where it was in plan, which means if you touched it, you would be penalized. You could get it anytime you wanted. It was absolutely free to the employee. It was, you had a little app that showed how your money was growing. And if you wanted it, boom, punch of a button, it's yours. If you left your employer, it could go with you and becomes your own. So if you're out there and you're listening to this, and this is something that you would like your employer to do to you for you,
exactly.
Go to securesave.com. Or if you're an employer and you have 50 employees, you have 50,000 employees, and this is something that you want to do, go to securesave.com and look at what we have there. Because an employee that has a savings account is a more secure employee. And how do you get more secure? By saving money. Then that makes you feel more powerful, and then you're not afraid. Do you know that over 50% of the people in the United States, Jillian, don't even have $400 to their name?
I can't even imagine that statistic. And I know you've told me some horrifying statistics before. And I'm wondering now, right, with the state of the world. So we've got those kinds of statistics. And I see the way, you know, you are trying to put out solutions to help people. But what can they do for themselves when that is the case? One of the top questions is, I live paycheck to paycheck. How do I save? I don't have a pot to piss in. How do I save? I have college debt. How do I save? Susie, it was over and over and over and over. How? And let's presume this is not the person with the Starbucks cup. I don't know if it is or it isn't, but there were hundreds of the same question framed differently, just like that. And it's like, what do I do? I'm the person without $400 to my name. What do you even say to that person?
So do you remember once we were somewhere and you were on before me and I was going to come on after you and speak, and you said there were two things: you have to eat less, exercise more.
Yep.
You know, you had a few things of people who would say to you, how do I lose weight? I try to lose weight. I can't lose weight. No matter what I do, I can't lose weight.
All
and
the
you
time.
Would say you have to eat less, exercise more. So I get that people will say they don't have a pot to piss in. I get that. And in today's economy, with inflation being so high, foods being so high, gasoline still being so high, their rent going through the roof, I get this more than I get it. I get it. But no matter what you're doing, you have to find a way to spend less and save more. Now, how do you do that? If you really are living paycheck to paycheck, really, you never eat out, you watch every penny, you don't have cable, you don't have two or three different cell phones with these magnificent whatever, you don't have, you know, all these expensive plans, you don't get a manicure every single week, or even once a month, you know, you don't get your hair cut. If you really cut your own hair, do your own nails, never eat out, never buy anything expensive, you take public transportation, you do all of those things, and you're still not making it, you have to get another job. Right now, we're also in a period where there are so many businesses closing, Jillian, because they can't find the employees to hire.
How is that possible, by the way? Because then everyone says, oh, we're going into a recession, there's going to be layoffs. We don't have the employees to hire. The millennials are a massive generation. What do you mean you don't have the employees to hire? They're as big as the baby boomers. How is that a thing? I don't understand that.
Because a lot of the millennials, a lot of the people are still, believe it or not, living off of their stimulus checks that they got through.
Isn't that over? Isn't that done?
It's over. But here's what happened. All right. They got three stimulus checks over that period of time.
Right.
Not just for themselves, but for possibly their spouse, possibly their kids, all of these people. Wait. At the same time, they were getting unemployment and expansive unemployment as well, making more money on unemployment in many cases than they were working. So they got into the thing of, oh, look at this. I'm not working and I'm making more money. At the same time, nobody had to go into the office. So they were saving money on gasoline. There was nothing to spend money on because you couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't go to events. You couldn't do anything. So you had this money coming in, no place to spend it. All right. So you built up all of this money in savings accounts. Savings expanded more in those years, Jillian, than in years prior. Banks, credit unions were increased their savings from people tenfold. Then the stimulus checks stopped. But people still had a lot of savings.
But now we're getting hit with all this inflation, though, to the point that...
And now what you're starting to see is credit card debt is starting to expand.
Okay.
And even though people are not putting, are not late in their payments right now, that's coming because you know what else is starting right now? And this doesn't quite answer your question, but it's something to pay attention to.
Okay.
Repossessions of cars are hitting.
I've heard about this. Can you explain this to me? Somebody told me that it relates to real estate and that once the car repossessions go up, then you know the housing market's going to drop. And I was like, I don't even understand the correlation to that. What does that even mean? What is that?
Well, I don't know who said that to you, but the problem is I don't think you're going to see real estate necessarily go down.
Oh my God. How?
But I don't think you're going to see real estate continue to go up the magnitude that was going to go up.
Okay.
And let me explain why. But repossessions with cars will come into play for people who wanted to buy a used car and they couldn't buy a used car because used car prices were going up 30%.
It was ridiculous.
And the reason used car prices, Jillian, were going up is because there wasn't enough inventory for new cars because new cars couldn't get the chips, and they still can't, that ran the new cars to all the electronics in the cars. So the only alternative was used cars. So those prices were skyrocketing. People were taking out loans to buy used cars.
Right.
And not only the subprime lenders, but the prime lenders as well. Those lenders who had money, those are the ones that are now defaulting on their loans because they don't have enough money. And then repossessions are going through the roof. Then what's happening is that the car companies that are repossessing these cars aren't able to sell them at a premium anymore through Carvana or through auctions. So now we're going to have a glut of repossessed cars on the market, which will eventually bring down the price of used cars.
Okay.
So kind of good. Gasoline is starting to come down. The average is down about $1 a gallon, but it's still extraordinarily high. But food is continuing to go up as well. Rent is going up. And so in terms of the housing market, the reason that it's not going to go down is because labor has gotten 10 times more expensive because nobody really wants to work.
Right.
Materials were so expensive. Inflation is still hitting the home builders. So they're starting to cut down on how many they are building. Inventory, therefore, is starting to then be squeezed a little because you don't have all these things possibly building. You know, there was just news today that home builders might be in a recession. So anyway, when you don't have a lot of inventory, there's no reason why people who are going to be selling their homes won't get a good price for it. Maybe not over the top. The other thing that's interesting with homes, there are more homes that are now stalling on the market, right? That are taking longer than 30 days to sell.
I gotcha. Right. Okay.
So everything is slowing down. So this
and
is not the
good,
time.
Right. So, we want that, don't we?
That's what that's what the government wants to bring down, or the IRS or the feds want to bring down inflation.
Right.
But
then it causes
it's still
recession.
Hard because if everything slows down and rates continue up, which they're going to,
right.
What it hurts is It costs more to do everything, the companies, the because they can't continue to raise prices because they've already raised prices too much and the consumers don't want to pay more.
Yep.
What do? They have to reduce their expenses. How do you reduce expenses? By firing people.
Yep.
At the same time, you have artificial intelligence and automation that can replace half of these workers anyway in a few years.
Oh my God. So, okay, I have so many questions for you that touch on just a few of the things you mentioned that I want to pepper them in right now. One is about houses. Is it better to pay off my home or invest the cash?
Depends how old the person is, number one. Okay.
Got it.
Are they going to stay in that house forever? Number two. And number three, are they sure that they have the ability in these kinds of markets that go up, down? And I know as we're recording this, we're going up, but are you so sure, everybody, we're going to go up forever or will it go back down again?
Right.
And what is the cost of that money? What is the price of that money? Meaning, let's say you own a home outright. Are you going to take out a home equity line of credit where the interest on that is going to continue up as the feds continue to raise interest rates to invest in the stock market that may be going up right now, but could absolutely be hit again?
Right.
I see.
So you got to look at all these factors of like, how much are you paying on the money?
Yes. What should you do? What is the goal of money? You're making money, but you're still insecure because of what's happening with inflation.
Yeah.
The goal of money is for you to be secure.
Oh, I see.
And what is it that makes somebody secure? They are secure when they own their home outright. They are secure when they don't have any credit card debt. They are secure when they own their own car outright. They are secure when they have 12 months of an emergency fund. They are secure when they are fully funding a Roth IRA, their Roth 401ks or 403bs, and all of you should be in Roths, not traditional. You have to be crazy. They are secure when they have their must-have documents, their will, their trust, their advance directive, and durable power of attorney for healthcare in place. They are secure when they don't have any student loan debt. They are secure when they know what to invest in, how to invest, and what to do. That is the foundation of financial security.
It's funny. Somebody said, how much is enough? That was one of the questions, and that's the answer. Enough to take care of all of those things, basically.
That is correct.
I understand.
You have to ask yourself the question. You're older. Maybe you're in your 50s. Now, I can say that given I'm 71. So here you are, you own a home, you're in your 50s, and you love that home. You don't want to sell it. Where are you going to go? Nothing makes a woman feel more secure than owning her home, outright, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. However, so your biggest expense when you retire is your mortgage payment. Rents are going through the roof. Once you want to be in a situation when you finally retire and you don't work, you don't have a rent payment or you don't have a mortgage payment.
Right.
Once you want that for yourself, why do you need all this money in retirement accounts? Is to generate enough income to pay your mortgage. If you got rid of your largest expense, well, there you go. Now you're far more secure. So here you are. Do you see what I mean? So
I do. But Susie, it's like we're waiting this out. Well, so then this leads me to a personal question, right? I'm paying rent right now because I'm like, this is nuts. This market's ridiculous. I'm not going to make this mistake. But I've done my math. Okay. So I looked at property taxes. I looked at what insurance would be. And I looked at taking the principal from my home that I did own and pulling some money every month off of interest from that I put in the bank to go towards the rent. And I'm netting even had I put that money back into a house here in Florida. But if this keeps going up like that, and then the landlord just raised the rent, here's $7,000 a month. I was like, how the F is that legal? Like, then you missed California where there was rent control. Is it like $7,000 a month? It 1 year.
Yeah, and I look at my little niece, Sophia, who just got a job, just graduated college, went to New York to work for the Discovery Channel. Fabulous. David Zaslav, I love that man. Anyway, living with two other women in a like 1,000 square foot apartment, $7,000 a month.
Oh my God.
Was a line in order to get that.
To get it.
How does she do that? How is she going to do that?
Right. So,
this
is crazy. This can't continue because how can people afford? But yet, Susie, there's a line. That's what's so scary to me is people are paying it. Like, when do we stop having the money to pay it? And it just blows my mind. When do we say, or is it because you just have no choice, right? You have no choice but to pay it. He's got to live somewhere.
A lot of people aren't moving from places. Like my good friend moved from San Francisco, where she was paying $6,000 a month in rent, to Austin, Texas, a year or so ago, and paying far less in a mortgage payment and everything. And real estate there was a fraction at the time.
Moved to a secondary market.
So do you, I mean, I remember through 2006, 2007 and 8, when I was still traveling and giving talks everywhere and the real estate market was crashing or whatever it was, but saying to people, why don't you move to Iowa? You could buy, and I'm not joking, you could buy a house for $100,000 in Iowa. You can't even buy a garage for that, right, at the time. So then look at, all right, do you move out of the main city? Do you move further away? Right?
What do
you do?
I understand.
I have many people that are moving to Europe, Mexico, the Philippines. They're leaving the United
States. I'm hearing Mexico and Puerto Rico all the time these days.
Listen, if you have I have so many friends that have left the United States, became residents of Puerto Rico. When you become a resident of Puerto Rico, Jillian,
3%
you don't
federal
have to
tax.
Pay 4%. That is it.
God.
That is it.
Wow.
They're billionaires that are moving there simply to not have to pay tax.
Now,
everybody thinks KT and I moved to the Bahamas so that we didn't have to pay tax, but that isn't it. We are still residents of the United States. Primary residency is Florida. We pay full federal tax. Right? I'm not looking to get out of paying tax because that's one of the reasons why. I mean, there are many reasons why, but one of the reasons why the United States is in trouble. Now, corporations, pay your tax. Wealthy people, pay your damn tax. Like, is it really going to kill you if you're a billionaire, if you pay $100 million in tax or $50 million? Is it really going to kill you?
Right.
But if we then had a government that really could use that money and help people, which, you know,
it's a problem on so many different fronts. It's just like health. It's something that needs to be tackled on a myriad of fronts, culturally, politically, socioeconomically. And then the only thing you can do is give people the advice to help themselves like what you're doing. So guys, we're going to take a quick break for the sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to be slamming Susie with more of your questions. So don't worry. We're going to do our best to get to your question. We'll be right back with friend, mentor, financial rock star, extraordinaire, badass, bomb, Susie Orman.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian,
all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, team, we are back with Susie Orman. I don't even know what to call you these days. It's like, what are you?
Mama bear. I'm your mama bear.
You're so far beyond like financial expert. Like that's ridiculous. I got so many questions for you, as I mentioned before. So I'm going to jump right in and start hitting you rapid fire. But guys, go and download the Women in Money podcast. It's free. It's free, free information. It doesn't get more golden than that. All right. So here we go. Susie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cryptocurrency and NFTs. Oh God, that's
listen. If you have money to lose, I don't have.
Really, right. You deserve bad.
If you have money to lose, I don't have a problem with you doing that. My favorite crypto right now is Ethereum. Ethereum, when it finally goes from proof, you know, and changes to broadband and doing all the things they're going to do, that's my favorite. All right. However, the government can come in at any time and regulate cryptos, the same with NFTs and everything else that you're doing. And we've seen Bitcoin go from 69,000 all the way down, whatever. I mean, it's been all over the place. Yep. I myself bought one of the, you know, crypto Solana at 25. I watched it go up to 200, back to whatever. So it's very difficult. It's also very difficult to use that as a currency, because if you're out, you're using it as a currency, and maybe in the 2 days, by the time the transaction happens, has it gone up? Has it gone down? Have you paid more? Have you paid less? Who knows? A lot of the crypto companies have gone under, right? So my favorite holding is FTX, where Sam Bankman, right, who owns FTX, he also has that big arena in Miami now, is, I think, one of the smartest crypto people out there. He's also an investor, by the way, in SecureSafe. right? So I'm not just saying that. You know, he made $20 billion in his late 20s, Jillian. But he's now, but like, you know, you have all of these little companies that you could possibly lose money with. You're going to open up an account. You might want to think about opening one up at FTX to do your trading and everything there, because they're not going to go away. But it could be a small part of your portfolio. I would not have it be a large part at all. You need to do it for years from now. And all I can tell you is make sure if you buy and you sell, you report it to the government.
Yep, got it. Okay. Couple of 401k questions. If I'm no longer working at my company, is my dormant 401k better to transfer to an IRA? I kind of understand this question.
I get that question.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank God.
I got it. So in your 401k at your old employer's place, you only have a variety of mutual funds and maybe your employer's stock that you can invest in. Okay. You may find that you're far better off doing an IRA rollover to a discount brokerage firm such as Schwab, TD Ameritrade, I don't care which one you go to, Fidelity, and open up an IRA rollover there where you could buy exchange-traded funds, you could buy individual stocks, you could buy slices of stock. So maybe you want to buy Tesla that's at $900 a share, but you only have $10. You could buy $10 worth of Tesla if you wanted to. That's what a slice of share is. You have more of a variety. You could buy certificates of deposit. You could buy treasury bill bonds or notes. You could do anything you wanted to there. So if I were you and you are not making a lot of money, so therefore, if you wanted to do a Roth IRA, you still qualified for it. So without getting too complicated, if you just want to transfer your 401k to an IRA rollover, I don't have a problem with it as long as you're not doing a backdoor Roth IRA. And for those of you that are doing a backdoor Roth IRA, you know what I'm talking about.
What is a backdoor Roth IRA? Or do you not want to say, because it's like some...
No, I'm more than happy. So Jillian, you make too much money to qualify for what's known as a contributory Roth IRA, which means you contribute to it every single year. A Roth IRA is funded with after-tax money. So when you do a Roth, any money you originally put in there, you can take out anytime you want without taxes or penalties, regardless of how old you are or how long it's been in there.
Got it.
So as that money grows over the years, 40 years from now, you have $1 million in there. You could take it all out tax free. So a Roth IRA is the number one place to invest money. However, it's so good that as a married person, which you are right now, once you make over $214,000 a year of adjusted gross income, you don't qualify. Or a single person making over $144,000 a year of adjusted gross income doesn't qualify. So how can you get money into a Roth IRA? You open up what's called a non-deductible traditional IRA. So you fund an IRA that's normally taxable, a traditional one versus Roth, after-tax, traditional, pre-tax.
Got it.
You fund it and you say it's non-deductible. You just check the box, non-deductible. Then you can convert it to a Roth IRA because there are no income limitations on Roth conversions. So you have gone through the back door.
But you're saying don't do that. Oh, okay.
No,
here's the catch.
I'm saying if you have a traditional IRA, another one that you've just been funding all these years, or an IRA rollover, and you do that, then the money that you convert will be taxable according to what's called a pro rata rule, because you have other traditional retirement accounts. But if you aren't going to do a backdoor Roth, then it doesn't matter. If you were going to do a backdoor Roth, I would advise this woman to leave her money in her 401k.
Got it completely. Speaking of 401ks, okay, so maybe then I'm messing this up because she says Roth 401k versus regular 401k. So
a regular is a traditional.
Got it. Right? And
you absolutely want a Roth, hands down. I don't care if you're making $10 million a year or not, right? Because a Roth IRA, you can't qualify for it if you make too much money.
Got it. No, so that's what you were talking about. That's the one that gives you the tax benefits. The other traditional 401k doesn't. Sorry.
Not listen to her, anybody. Listen to what I'm saying to you, right? Okay. A traditional IRA or a traditional 401k is you take pre-tax money, you fund it with a pre-tax or a regular IRA, and you get a tax write-off for that. But because of that, you cannot touch that money till you're 59 and a half without penalty. And any money you take out, you pay ordinary income taxes on it. And if you die, when you leave it to your beneficiaries, they pay ordinary income tax on it. A Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, you fund with after-tax money, so you don't get a tax write-off for it.
Oh, I see. Now I understand.
It builds and it builds. You could take out with a Roth IRA your original contributions before you're 59 and a half without a 10% penalty. But let's say you left it in there. Now you retire, whether it's a Roth 401k, a Roth IRA, a Roth 403b, a Roth TSP, a Roth anything. When you go to take it out after the age of 59 and a half, all of it, your earnings, everything is tax-free. You die, goes to your beneficiaries, it's tax-free for them as well.
Wow. Okay. But this is another question for you, by the way. An accountant is not necessarily a tax expert, I've noticed. Am I crazy to say that? Like, I have had guys who are accountants and they know how to plug in all the right numbers, but they don't know how to properly advise you. How do you
Possibly it depends. Are they a certified public accountant? Are they truly, a lot of CPAs are experts in tax, but are they experts in investment strategies that in the long run, Jillian, would be good for your entire estate planning, for your kids, for what's going to happen in the future? Or are they just focused on preparing your taxes for this year? Now, I wish I could recommend somebody to you, but I just do it all myself. So what can I tell you?
For God's sake. Okay, of course you do. Okay, so then fastest way to grow my money.
I'm going to say it depends on two things. What is the goal of that money? When somebody says, what is the fastest way to grow money? That is a danger sign that this person is willing to take a lot of risk on to grow money. The question should have been, what is the safest way over a period of time to get my money to grow and really beat inflation? And through that, it's dollar cost averaging into a good exchange-traded fund or a no-load mutual fund that invests in the entire stock market so that you have diversification, such as the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index ETF, symbol VTI, you know, so that you have diversification across the board and you just keep month in and month out, putting money in, putting money in. Money that goes into the stock market is money that you should not need for at least 7 to 10 years or longer.
And that's because of the fluctuations in the market? Because like tomorrow it could crash.
It is very possible that when the market goes down, it could easily take 5 years for it to recover from where it was when you bought in. It is very possible. And if you need that money for something, at minimum 5 years, that is not money that should be in the stock market. So if you have at least 5 years, preferably longer, you should be dollar cost averaging into these markets. Fabulous way to go over the long run.
Okay.
Fabulous way. However, if you just want an investment that keeps up with inflation right now and is paying you a 9.6% interest rate that's guaranteed by the authority of the United States government, you need to look into Series I bonds, where you go into treasurydirect.gov is the name of the site. You should listen to, I think it was my April 17th podcast of this year. I gave a masterclass on I bonds and many Q&As after that. Minimum deposit is $25,
the
way up to $10,000, any increment that you want. You just need to know that you cannot touch this money for 1 year, and years 2 through 5, there's a 3-month interest penalty. And after that, there's no penalty, but it adjusts every May and November for inflation.
Okay.
Last November, we got 7.12%. Then in May, it went to 9.62%. This coming November, it's going to be even higher. If you had listened to the Women in Money podcast, I've been talking about this now for over a year or two.
That's a crazy return though, isn't it? 9.6. I mean, that's
9.62. So what you get is it's every 6 months.
Wow.
So if you had done it a year ago, let's say last November, when it was 7.12%, you would have gotten for 6 months, 3.56%, because it was only for 6 months, half of 7.12. Then it reset for the next 6 months at 9.62. Half of that was 4.81. So for that year, you would have averaged 8.37% in your pocket, girlfriend, compounded semi-annually.
Wow.
So that next year, or this year in November, when it resets, and it will reset around the same thing, you're going to be making that interest on your original deposit plus the interest that you made. Now, on my podcast, just a little bit ago, I show you how you can get easily $30,000 a year if you have more money into these, rather than the 10 that everybody thinks is the maximum. I show you how you can gift $10,000 to as many people as you want, your kid. You got to listen to the podcast on all of these.
I clearly, especially because I've got a million more questions that I know of. Susie, can I hit you with two more?
Yes.
Biggest mistake I can make with my money, other than not wasting it on the Starbucks, right? I mean,
yeah. Biggest mistake you can make right now is if in fact you are invested in the stock market through your 401k or any retirement plan, or you yourself have a little money in a Roth IRA and you have time on your side, 5 years or longer, and you're afraid, don't stop investing and don't pull your money out. The biggest mistake you can make is to pull your money out of the stock market. Maybe you got afraid in June and now we're up 28% on the NASDAQ and you missed it. And whatever, number one. Number two, do not, during this period of time with interest rates going up, take a loan under any circumstance from your 401k plan. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. Because if you happen to lose your job from a recession, whatever you took that is due and payable, if you can't, as a loan, if you can't pay it back, ordinary income tax on it and 10% penalty if you were not 59 and a half years of age or older. Do not take out a home equity line of credit right now because interest rates are continuing to go up. The feds are going to continue to raise. Biggest mistake you will make. You need a savings account. You need one. You need an emergency fund of at least 8 to 12 months of expenses. You need to start working on that, right? So those are serious mistakes that you could be making right now.
And I've got two more that I've identified. I'm going to let you pick one. One is, what do you think the best state to retire to would be? I know these are so broad. The other one is, should I be buying anything or selling anything at this time? I kind of thought they probably meant cars or homes, but I wasn't sure.
Stocks or this and that. If you have certain stocks and things that you've invested in, okay, such as that, look at what you've purchased. Are you diversified? Are you too heavy in tech versus whatever? Are you too heavy in energy versus whatever? Make sure that if you own individual stocks, you have at least 25 good quality stocks, hopefully stocks that are paying you a dividend, so that if the markets go down, you can still make income, and that they are in diversified areas. You have to make sure that that's true. If you don't know how to do that, then just buy an index fund. And it's just that simple. Again, my favorite one, Vanguard Total Stock Market Index ETF or mutual fund, up to you. You can buy either one. I like exchange traded funds better. Is there anything you should be selling right now? If you own a home and you really are debating, should I sell it now? Should I wait 6 months? What should I do? Sell it now. Do not wait, because I don't know what's going to happen with the price of real estate, right? But it's obvious that you're not getting as much as you could have if you had done it 6 months ago, right? If you want to sell a car, don't wait, sell it now. You know, don't play this game. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? Don't play, sell. You know, don't play money guru. Just sell it. Leave that to me. All right.
God, it's so true. Yep.
Right. So those are the things. If you were going to sell, sell. If you weren't going to sell, then don't.
Okay. Okay. The state one, and I feel so bad. There were so many questions.
State should you move? Obviously, any state that doesn't have a state income tax is always a fabulous state to look at. However, there are property tax. There's all kinds of things, right? But however, and this includes you, Jillian, and myself, right? You have hurricanes now that you have to watch out for. So what's going to happen there? We have floods that are literally destroying the United States of America. We have water tables that are absolutely disappearing, like in Denver. How are we going to do that? We have massive flood warnings for California, massive forest fires that are destroying everything. So should you even care about financially, where should you be moving? I don't think so. You need to care about where should you be moving, where it's healthy, the air is healthy, it's safe, that you can live a healthy lifestyle. Because I'm just going to end all of this with, all the money in the world isn't going to do you any good if your health goes down the drain. And I can tell you, the only reason that my life goes on the way that it does is because I have the money to support my lifestyle, because I've been conservative with it. So the advice that I can give you here is incredibly important. But the advice that Jillian could give you, how to, you know, stay healthy, eat healthy, be healthy, breathe healthy, think healthy, live a healthy life, is 50,000 times more important than money, if you ask me.
As always, you are incredible, fantastic, amazing. I'm so grateful for your time and sharing all this information with us. Everybody, please download the Women in Money podcast. And you know, you're probably sitting there furiously writing notes down during this episode, which I was wanting to do myself. And then I was like, what am I doing? Just play it back and write it all down then.
What you also can do is, I have an app called the Women in Money app. Go to Google Play, Apple Apps, download it. I post certain things there that I don't post anywhere else. And a lot of people ask questions there. And sometimes I answer them right on the app. But if you have any questions, just write into the Ask Susie, S-U-Z-E podcast at gmail.com. And I answer a lot of those emails personally, Jillian. And if not, we try to answer them on the podcast. Because listen, you guys, I'd rather be able to help all of you that way. And I get more pleasure out of doing that and making sure that you're all okay than really anything else that I do.
I know you do. Thank you. You are incredible. Will you please let me know if you're coming to Miami so I can at least take you and KT out?
But what I would like is for you and your spouse to come visit us on the island.
We would love it.
That's what I would like.
All right, Mama.
All right.
Thank you so much, boss.
I love you, sweetheart.
Love you right back. Please give KT a monster hug from me.
I will, sweetheart. All right. Bye-bye.
If you're enjoying the show, do us a big favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, because it just helps us get the show out there, get it heard by more people. We really appreciate it.
Around, you can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.